good. Thank you to Dave and Alex and the leadership of the church. It's a privilege and honor always to come to Hobart. We said it this morning, and if you were here this morning, are you ready to join with me? What do we love about Hobart?
Everything.
That's to prepare you. What do we love about Bernie?
Everything.
See, we're a state. We're together on this thing, aren't we? Amen? We're serving God together. We're making a difference together. So thank you to the leadership of the church for having Heather and I, my beautiful wife. She's magnificent. Do you know that in September we were married for 30 years? That's a clap. You've got to clap her because signs and wonders. Amen? Yeah, so thank you to Dave and Alex, and thank you so much as a church for embracing us and loving us. We love coming here, so thank you. It's a bit, how to go about tonight is just a little, it's a bit of a fruit salad. So is that all right? But I want you to engage with me. I don't want you to sit back, but I want you to engage. God wants people to engage. Not bring scorecards to church. So I give that meeting a 3. Do you know how I found that God? How God wants me to view people? Put a 10 on everyone. Oh, she's a 10. He's a 10. He's a 10. She's a 10. Oh, man, they're a 10. Oh, as a couple, they're a 10. She's a 10. He's a 10. They're a 10.
Come on.
Okay, let's pray and go home. That's the message. Praise God. Do you know that Genesis chapter 1 says this? It says that the Spirit of God was hovering over the void, over the space. Do you know that in Judges chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, it talks about a man named Samson? And the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily on Samson. Do you know that in Genesis chapter 41, there's a guy named Joseph. And Joseph was in the era of one of the cruelest kings or the pharaohs that ever walked the earth. And Pharaoh looked into Joseph's life and he said, "Where else would I find a man on whom is the Spirit of God?" In Psalm 51, it says this. David, who's a king in the Old Testament, he's made some mistakes and he comes back to God and he asks God's forgiveness. And in the restoration process, he says, "Lord, take anything, but do not take your Spirit from me. If I'm going to amount to anything, if I'm ever going to recover, if I'm ever going to be reinstate myself in the call of God, the purposes of God, it'll be by your Spirit working in and on and through my life." Micah, prophet in the Old Testament, 3:8, he says, "I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord." Zechariah 4:6, from Zechariah chapter 4, there's a work of God. It's the work of God of the day. God's been doing a work through every generation and every century. And the work of God in the day of Zechariah in chapter 4 was they were building a temple. And everybody got busy doing their own thing. And the Spirit of God stirs this man named Zechariah. And he comes and he says, "We're going to get back to the vision. We're going to build the God project of the day. And it'll be finished, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord." Amen? This will be preached heaps over the next few weeks. Luke chapter 1, there's a girl named Mary. Anyone heard of Mary? Mary. And an angel comes to Mary, who's, I don't know, she's at tech or she's at uni, working part-time somewhere. I don't know what she's doing. And she's going about a business. She's doing part-time work. She's studying. She's doing a thing. And an angel turns up in a bedroom and says, "The Spirit of God is going to come upon you. And you will be pregnant. And you'll give forth, you'll give birth to a baby boy, and you'll name him Jesus. You'll carry the Son of God in your womb. How good is that? Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus is now grown up. He's about to launch the ministry. And he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me for all that I'm about to do. Amen. Acts chapter 1, Jesus is standing with his disciples and he says, and you will receive power when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you. Acts chapter 2, they're in the upper room praying. There's a heap of people around, about 120 odd in the upper room. And the Bible says that they were praying and seeking God. And all of a sudden, there was a sound of what was like a mighty rushing wind filled the room. And tongues of fire set over all their heads. And they began to speak in other tongues. And all sorts of things started to happen. Wow. In Acts chapter 4, they're in another upper room and they're praying and they're a bit fearful and they're a bit anxious, God's people. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came and shook the building. Acts chapter 19, there's some guys go into what's called the upper regions of Ephesus and they see some believers there and they say, did you receive? The only question they asked was, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe? And they said, what is the Holy Spirit? We don't even know what you're talking about. And the Bible says they laid hands on them and they began to prophesy and speak in tongues and heal the sick and raise the dead. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 says, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, and making melody in your heart unto the Lord and giving thanks to God the Father in all things and submitting one to another in the fear of the Lord. You want to know how to be filled with the Spirit? Sing. Worship.
That's it.
Let the presence of God begin to come in your life. Revelation chapter 21, it says this. And the Spirit and the bride say to Jesus, it's time you came. First chapter of the Bible, the Spirit of the Lord is hovering over the space. Last chapter of the Bible, the church and the Spirit are united, saying, Jesus, it's time to come. Amen. There's half a dozen references, but there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of references to the Holy Spirit working in, working amongst, and working out through God's people. Amen. I don't know about you. My prayers have changed over the years. My prayers are like this now. God, make the church hungry and thirsty for Jesus. And let the presence of the Holy Spirit come.
Yeah. Come on.
Pretty complex prayers, aren't they? I used to be a brickie. That's about as big as it gets for me. Make the church hungry, thirsty, and let the presence of the Holy Spirit come. Moses said to God, when God called Moses, he said, I won't go anywhere unless your presence is with me. David said, don't take the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Then he says, church, it's on you.
Yeah, come on.
Amen? Sure. I want to encourage you every day when you get dressed, invite the Holy Spirit into every thought, every word, and every action of your lifestyle. That's all we do. We only do three things. We think and we speak. And we live. We act out what we're doing. Invite the Holy Spirit into your world every moment, every day, every encounter, everything you're doing. When you're making dinner, Holy Ghost, put the edge on this. Amen? when you're at work, when you're studying for an exam, when you're looking, when you're doing an assignment, when you're caring for kids and looking after people or whatever you're doing, I want to encourage you, invite the Holy Spirit to help you, empower you, strengthen you, speak to you, enlarge what you do, empower what I do, Holy Spirit. Yes or no? I tell you what, you will not spend one boring day. You will not spend one boring moment, no matter what you're doing, if we are constantly being filled with the Spirit and His power. Yes or no? Praise God. Amen? Glory to Jesus. I'd like to pray for just a couple of people, if we could. I'd like to pray for the person that's got a problem on the side of your neck. Who are you? Where are you? Come on, I want to pray with you. I want to tell you, we've seen some magnificent miracles in our church over the last few months. Some outstanding miracles. There's somebody here that's got problems down in here and runs down in here. Come on, I want to pray for you. Come on, let's believe God together. Runs down in here. Great, would you stand up? And would a couple of people come alongside this lady? I forgot, I spoke to you this morning. Liz? Liz. List. List.
L-I-S-S.
Right. I want you to engage. Here we go. We're going to pray. Now, this is not about a guy up the front with a microphone. This is about the body of Christ. And the power of God's Spirit working through the body. Come on. Can we take some of the echo out of that? Can we take whatever that is? Is that fold back? Jesus, you said that the believers will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And in the name of Jesus, we lay hands on lists. And we believe by faith that you'll release her neck, her shoulder, set her free in the name of Jesus and make her well. In Jesus' name, cause there to be freedom, strength, and flexibility restored to her body in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe, Holy Spirit, that you are able to touch her right where she stands tonight in Jesus' name and make her free. And we believe it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Mighty God, we worship Jesus, the healer. We keep him front and center. He's the Lord. And we believe by faith for healing in Jesus' name. Amen. How does that feel, Liz? Is there something that you couldn't do before?
No, it just hurts.
Okay. Just move it around a little bit. So you get the groove going. That's it. Get a bit of groove going. That's it. See, you see, the Bible says in the presence of God is fullness of joy. Doesn't say there's religion and stuffy people in the presence of God. It says we can have a bit of fun. All right? You can move. Think, you know, just begin to move it and let's see some freedom in that. I'd like to pray for people within who's got a knee problem. Your knee's been playing up. It bothers you consistently. On that's you. Who else? Would you stand? Can you stand on that knee? Can somebody come around these knees? All right? Someone I'd like you to stand up. Would you stand up? Would you like to come around that guy and begin to? Oh, sorry. Let's reach out because I don't know about you, but I want God to move in every way, shape, and form that He wants to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, anyone else with a knee problem? There's someone else here with a knee problem. Yeah. Okay. You can stay seated, and we'll pray for you while you're in your seat. What about a couple of people like to turn around and pray for that girl? Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, we believe. Is there someone else? You. Great. Someone come around this guy, this gentleman. He was our lead guitarist. Great. I got that bit, didn't I? Good. Father, we believe by faith. Come on, lay hands on these people. In the name of Jesus, we're just doing what the Bible says to do. The Bible says that the believers will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. In the name of Jesus, we believe these knees to be made well. We believe them to be made whole in the name of Jesus. That the healing power of Almighty God would touch the structure of the knee and make it well. In Jesus' name, through the tendons, deep into the bones, Lord God, the meniscus, Lord God, the patella, Lord, the blood flow. Lord, we declare strength and flexibility restored to these knees in the name of Jesus. We believe it by faith that every restriction would come off their knee, off their leg, off their life in Jesus' name. And we believe by faith that Jesus is a healer. He's healing, healing us right now. He's healing the knee. He's healing the leg in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for it. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You know, there's an old song, giant steps are what you take. How's that feel?
Yeah, it feels good. It's more of a restriction of movement. Kicking back.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to believe God. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
Good. Flexibility and strength. Flexibility and strength. Good. Amen. What about you, young lady in the front?
I'm not grinding as much.
Great. Jesus, stop the grinding. Stop the grinding. It's good. Amen. Good. Praise God. What about lead guitarist? What about you? Explore it just a little bit. What's your first name?
Lance.
I love that. Lance, can I encourage you? Lance, there's a lot of people around your world that are looking for the real deal. And although sometimes you question yourself and you question, you know, because of what was going on back there behind you, what happened in the past, what things that have gone on and lifestyle choices and so on, sometimes the devil raises the question about you being the real deal. But I want to confirm and affirm you tonight that you're the real deal. And every day I'd encourage you, when you get out of bed, I want you to stand, get out of bed and say, I'm a man of God. I want you to look in the mirror and say, I'm the man. I'm filled with the Spirit and power. I'll tell you how I overcame a very, very, very insecure past. I used to stand in front of the mirror and declare every verse about my life as many days in a week as I possibly could. I'm full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm full of faith and the wisdom of God. I'm filled with His Spirit and power. I'm called of God. I'm destined of God. I want to encourage you to do that. And as you shake those things off, you know, if you read the book of Acts, chapter 28 and 29, as Paul was serving the people, the Bible says he went out and he got a bundle of sticks. And he brought it back to put it to light a fire, and a viper came out and latched onto him. Only the people that are serving God, the devil's interested in tracking you down. So as you're serving God, don't be surprised that things come against you or buffet or push against you. But you know what Paul, the Bible says, Paul shook the viper off into the fire of worship, into the fire of faith, into the fire of praise and the presence of God. And he went, got on with serving God. Amen? There's people around you that are looking for the real deal. Family, friends, you know, social sort of connections that you have. And I want to tell you, God strategically placed you there to bring an influence of love and care and encouragement. There's mercy down inside you. There's a willingness to go the extra mile for people. And God's looking for that heart, that merciful heart. Let the mercy out. Reach out to people. Do whatever you can to meet needs. You see, Jesus met needs and they followed him. God's going to use you to meet needs through a merciful heart inside of you. And through that, they're going to follow you. They're going to follow that example. Follow that man of God. People are looking for the real deal, and you're the real deal. Amen? God bless you, Lance. Every now and again, I'd encourage you to slam the door on the devil's face. Slam the door in the past. You slam it. Keep slamming it shut. Opens up and it starts to speak to you. You just keep slamming it shut and keep walking with God. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Dave and Alex, can I encourage you? In Psalm 41, verse 1 and 2, it says, blessed is he who considers the poor, the marginalized, the hurting, the ones that are pushed to the side. And I just want to encourage you that what you've taken on in the children and the vision and the purpose to grab their lives and rescue the poor. The Lord will deliver you in times of trouble. The Lord will preserve you, keep you alive when everyone else is suffocating. It doesn't say that, I'm saying that. And he will not allow the enemy to overtake you because you consider the poor. I want to encourage you with that. Now, I know all that. I know what you're doing, and I'm just blown away by the mercy of your lives. It's outstanding, but I want to encourage you. Blessed, moving forward, prospering, living in abundance. That's what that word means, is he who considers the poor. Amen? Yeah. Praise God. I want to encourage you also with Psalm 46, as far as the church is concerned. It says, Psalm 46, verse 4, says that there is a river whose streams will make glad the city of God. And I want to encourage you, there's a stream that God's going to open up to you that's going to run into the river. There's a stream that you haven't considered. There's a stream of people group and social structure that God's got prepared and ready to release into this body and into this church and into this house. And it's coming, but it's a stream that you haven't considered. And I want to encourage you that there is a stream that's going to make you glad. It's going to bring joy to your hearts, and it's going to bring a real sense of celebration into this house and this church, into the future, in the not too distant future. It's coming. Keep your eyes open. Keep your hearts open. Keep your faith open, because God's going to open up a stream that nobody is. Who saw that coming? But they're coming. God's preparing them, readying them to be added to this house and to this place and this work of God. Praise God. Yep. Amen. Yep. There's a stream. A stream. You know what a stream does? Right now, today, a stream is flowing. Amen. You don't have to go search it out. It's like it. There it is right in front of us. And it's flowing into the river of what this church is doing. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. Your name was?
Daniel.
Daniel. Obviously, Daniel, there's leadership on your life, and that is a no-brainer. But I want to encourage you with the story of Gideon, and how Gideon was challenged. The angel came and stirred him, and deep inside there was this mindset that I'm just doing what I can to survive, and we're just doing our thing. And yet there was such an enormous call of God on his life. And God was getting his attention at that moment, right where he was. And he took hold of the call of God. And even with fear and trembling, he said, God, I'll just go with you. I'll just do what you want. And he ended up influencing the direction of the nation. God met with him right where he was. And I want to encourage you in those quiet times, invite God to come speak to me, challenge me, stir me. God's called you to greatness, great influence. He's doing something great here right now. I'm not saying God's going to lift you and take you out somewhere. I'm just saying that God's going to make you great, make your influence great around this city, great around this district, great around this area. But invite him, lean on him, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he'll do the lifting. Amen? He'll do the lifting. But the call is great, it's big, it's broad, it's wide. But humble. Be loud, be fun, be all that you are, but keep a humble spirit. You see, here's what I've found. Humility is the key to everything. Because it says, God, I can't do a thing without you. And it says, Dave, I can't do a thing without you. And it says to
Jim.
Says to Jim, we can't do this without you. Make sense? All right. So I want to encourage you. Humility Listen for the voice of God.
Yeah.
And rise as he calls you and he opens opportunities for you. Paul said, a great door of opportunity is open to us, but there are adversaries.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Not anniversaries, adversaries. So I want to encourage you. The adversaries are there. If you look at Gideon's story, you'll find that there's adversity. There's many challenges. But he ended up influencing the nation.
Yeah.
Something inside of you, God's called to influence the nation.
Wow.
Amen? Yeah. God bless you. And you can do it right where you are. Amen? You don't have to move to Paris. You don't have to move to South America. Hobart is the capital of where God's going to move greatly. Amen?
Yeah.
And he's going to use you. He's called you to greatness, sir. God bless you. Yeah. Praise God. Amen? It's good. Here. What's your name? Katie. Katie, there's, and I hesitate to say this, but I'm going to say it. God's called you, this thing you do is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. People are going to want you to come and be part of their thing that they're doing with music or their production or their carols or their whatever it is that people are doing that involves music and singing and worship and so on. Just I want to encourage you, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you think, well, I'm not that good at it. But that's not the point. The point is the call of God. That's on you. And he is the rider. Are you ready? A lot of people get trampled on along the way to people fulfilling ministry, business, success. But you're different to that. I want to encourage you with this, that I believe God is saying this to you. The more you lift people along the way, the further and the greater your influence will be. Be a lifter.
Amen.
I don't know what you're looking at up there, but I want to encourage you. See, the Bible says this. He lifted me up out of the miry clay and the horrible pit, and he set my feet on a rock. He established my way and put a new song. Put a song in the hearts of the people along the way. God's about to open up opportunities and things that you think, well, I'm punching above my weight. That's where we're supposed to be punching. If we don't need God, why do it? Amen? Just tell God, apart from you, Jesus, I can do nothing. I need you. But along the way, I'm going to be a lifter and a promoter of other people. And the more you do that, the more influence you'll have. And the greater this dream will unfold. It's a dream inside you. I want to influence people with what I've got. I just want to use it. I don't feel that it's that good, but I just know that I'm called to use it and do it. Amen? You've been praying that prayer. Be a lifter and God will fulfill all the dreams. Amen? God bless you. Great. There was a guy sitting here. I saw him earlier. With another guy with a beard. Where did he move? He's gone. Sorry? No. This couple that got engaged, congratulations. That's fantastic. Do you have a date when you'd like to get married? Not solid? I want to encourage you. Your relationship can be a magnificent example, an influence on the people around you. Walk with God. Keep Christ at the center. And I want to encourage you because God's going to open up relationships, particularly for you. What's your name?
Gabby.
Gabby, I just believe God is saying this to you, that God's got a lot of connections that he's going to make for you to influence and encourage hurting young ladies, single mums, ladies that somehow just find themselves pregnant on their own, children on their own, struggling, battling, how's this all going to work? God's going to introduce you into their world. And I'd encourage you, get a clear picture of what you believe. Get a clear picture of who you are and what you really want to do with your life and what that looks like in God, because God's going to use you to influence and impact people that are lonely, broken, people that are desperate and about to say, I can't do this anymore. And yet, he wants you to carry hope, carry love, carry encouragement, carry Jesus to them. Be clear on what you believe. Define it. Make it clear. This is what I believe. This is what I stand for. These are the non-negotiables in my life. Amen? Get clear and watch God open doors of influence for you. Hurting ladies, watch out for them. Make sense? Even around you now, you can think, oh, well, who's around me? Who's around me that I can touch? Who's around me that I can influence? God's going to bring more and more and more your way. So get clear on what you believe and who you are as a person in Christ. Amen? Put good people around you. You know, ask ladies that are old. Get alongside some of them as more senior ladies and learn and grow and give yourself to growth, because God's going to come calling and knocking on your life. Are you ready to roll? Make sense? But I want to encourage you. Do this relationship really, really well. Do it great. Do it with God. Walk with God and watch how he uses you to influence a lot of young people. Amen? Encourage you that what's your name?
Luke.
Luke. God's called you to leadership. It's like the Spirit of God is saying, come alongside, little leadership, begin to speak into your world. Give yourself, you know, Timothy submitted his life as a young man in the Bible, submitted his life to Paul. Paul taught him, imparted into his world, encouraged him, strengthened him, stood alongside him, was faithful to him, and released Timothy to grow one of the greatest churches in earth's history. And it was all about submitting himself to those that had the leadership over him. Make sense? Growing in God, study God's word, give yourself to growth, watch God raise you up, and your influence begin to grow and spread out across your world. Make sense?
Yeah.
Here he comes, Luke. God bless you, sir. That makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Praise God. Watch out for the ladies. Stir up the leadership gift. You weren't here this morning. Stir up the gift. Feed it. Nurture it, grow it, give yourself to leaders around you. Surround yourself with leaders and let them speak and let them impart and give into your world. You're going to grow very quickly and very strongly in God. Amen? Praise God for that. He's a fine young man. Bless you, Dave. Are you good with that? What we talked about? I need to know that sits well with you. Great. Good. What's your name?
Grant.
Sorry, I met you on the way in the door.
Sorry.
Grant, I know that you influence people's lives. But I want to encourage you that influence has only just begun. That, you know, there's much, much more. The God of exceeding abundantly more. Keep studying, keep growing yourself, keep developing who you are. Don't get static about the call of God in your life, but give yourself to study, give yourself to learning, give yourself to progress and enlargement constantly, because the influence is going to grow. And as the influence grows, you need to know, I've got the goods. Make sense? So I'll encourage you. Give yourself to growth. Give yourself to development. Don't get static. Don't say this is enough. Don't rest on your laurels. This is going okay. Don't rest until it goes great, till it's going gangbusters. God wants you to go gangbusters and raise up ones around you to do what you do. The influence you have is quite significant, but God's going to grow that. But raise up men in that likeness. find ones that have the same heart to influence men and influence people growing. And, you know, I don't know what it is you do, but it's influential. And it's helping to shape people and you know, raise up men who want the best for other men.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah, so much.
And shape them with the word. Shape them with righteousness. Shape them with humility. Humbleness of heart. But shape them for greatness. Amen? And raise up ones around you, the like-minded, who can do the same. And release them. Amen? With confidence. Amen? Good. Praise God for that. What's your name? Gaynor. Great. Do you know this guy? Gaynor. I want to encourage you that there's deep inside of you, there's a, you would call it intuition. You would call it, I'm intuitive, or, oh yeah, she's just one of those women that knows stuff. But down inside you, I believe God is starting to conceive something that speaks prophetically. And a voice that you hear his voice, and you begin to speak with encouragement. Start encouraging people. Find things deep, dig down inside yourself when you're with anyone. I don't care whether you're with the Queen or whether who you're with. Dig deep inside and ask God, how can I encourage this person? And following along behind that will come a prophetic word that will speak about their life and their future. Their purposes and destiny. Does that make sense to you? You see, God wants to use everyone to prophesy, but he's got to know that he can trust the soul on the other end of the prophecy. And it's that when you develop an encouraging heart, that everything I say is going to be encouraging, lifting, promoting, strengthening other people, the prophetic will follow very quickly along behind that. Make sense? Okay, it doesn't mean everybody stand still, I'm going to prophesy. That's not what I'm talking about. It's coming alongside people and sharing and encouraging. You know, you can do that. You can do that. You can do that. You can pick up your underwear off the floor. You can do that.
He's prophetic.
Yeah. And out of that will begin to come. You know, today when you're faced with some challenges, here's what I just want to say to you. I want to encourage you. Because there are some dark times in this, guys. Personal. Some challenges where the enemy comes to depress and push down and cause the dark clouds to come over. God strategically put you there to say, you know what, we can do this. We can do this. We can minister. We can overcome. No weapon formed against us is ever going to prosper. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen?
Yes.
Now, is it making sense now?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I can see you looking at me like, this guy should go back to Burnie.
Hey, encouraging.
Good job.
All right. Start looking, searching for things that will encourage people, that will build them up and strengthen them, including this man. He desperately needs you. There are days when it's not going to happen without you. That's how it's supposed to be. Amen. And together, leaning into Jesus. But God's going to use you to prophesy and speak words of life. The Spirit brings life. Amen? Don't let any negative word come out of your mouth. Shut every negative thing down. Shut every criticism. Shut every negative, cynicism, critical thing. Shut it all down. It finishes tonight. We slam the door on the devil and we're going to open up this encouraging, prophetic flow. It's going to begin to come to build and strengthen the people around you. Amen.
Yeah,
what was your name again? Good on you, Gaynor. Praise God. Make sense to you guys?
Absolutely.
Great. Yeah. Hallelujah. Good. Now you've got a smile on your face. That's great. Praise God for that. This man's the tallest man in the world.
That's true. That is true.
What's your name?
Simon.
Simon. Simply,
simple
right off the top of the... There's a gift of encouragement that is deep inside you. You just love to see people doing well. You just love to see things doing great. And there's a willingness deep inside of you to put your hand to the plow, to put your shoulder to the wheel. There's a servant heart, a passionate man. I want this to succeed. And I'll invest my time and I'll invest my energy and I'll invest who I am to see it succeed and see the people around me do well. That is the Spirit of God. Honestly, you are gold. Is that your wife?
Yep, yep.
She knows you're gold. Praise God. You know, I just want to say that is just so evident in what I'm seeing right now. It's so evident. You're an encourager, a lifter, a strengthener. You're a servant. You've got a servant heart. And you know what? I believe it's almost as things that you've said to God, like, there's nothing I won't do to see your kingdom succeed. Just keep building that heart. And can I encourage you? Draw young people around you as a couple and impart and invest in them. People are safe around you. There's no guile. You know, as Jesus said about one of the disciples, there's no guile in this guy. There's nothing. There's no evil intention. There's no self-promoting. There's nothing. You guys are just a sweet spirit. Invest in people.
Right.
Get young people around you. Give into their life. Show them how to serve. This is how we clean the toilet. This is how we speak well of the pastor. Seriously. This is how we support our government. This is how we stand for our police when everybody's pulling them down. It's sort of like, you know, God using you as a standard that people can swing off. Say, yep, if he believes it, it's good enough for us. And that's the respect that people have. And that respect and that honor and that reputation is going to keep growing. Your influence is going to go out. I don't know what you do, but you know, there's a capacity in you to bring order to people's lives, to just being able to take chaos and make it make sense. And chaotic lives, chaotic bookwork, chaotic homes. You guys are able to bring order. You guys are able to bring righteousness, bring God, bring encouragement and bring order. And I want to tell you, I don't know how Dave and Alex feel about this, but you know, you need to just release yourselves to be influencers and encouragers and lifters of the people around you. Don't say, oh no, you know, it's none of our business. Keep saying, is there something I can do to help? Because you are very good help. You're very good help. You're very good support. You're respected and honored and loved. Well done, good and faithful servant. Do you know these people?
Yes, we do. I've got a smile on my face.
I wonder why.
It's good.
Yeah, still on belly service.
Okay. It's good. Just do it. Just keep pushing the personal limits. Because sometimes there's this thing that just, you know, this sense of inadequacy that creeps up on you, you know. Just keep pushing the limits. Keep pushing out. You know, whatever your hand finds to do, do it well and do it with all of your heart as unto the Lord. Amen? Wonderful people.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right. So if you're thinking of moving to Burnie. No. No, that's... Heather said to say that. That's not true. No. I encourage you. Amen?
Amen?
Bless you, precious people. We honor you tonight. Amen. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amen? Good. What's your name? Are you anything to do with these people?
No,
Graham Gaynor. So what's your first name? Jamie. Jamie, once again... Could you stand to your feet, Jamie? Oh, it's right. I missed all that. It's all right. There's a call to leadership in your life. But deep inside, there's just so many questions about me. Am I a dummy? You know, what am I? I want to encourage you tonight that you're a woman of God. You're called of God. And there's leadership on your world. Leadership just means influence. So it doesn't mean, I'm going to lead a church, I'm going to lead the nation. Maybe that's true. But right now what I'm saying is that you're an influential person. God's calling you to rise up and stand up on the inside and encourage you. The Bible says this, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says this, we're to pull down every ungodly thought, everything that wants to tear at you and undermine you. You know what it is. You know what those thoughts are. Pull them down. Pull down every high thought, vain imagination, one version says, that is contrary to the word and to the will of God. Because our life will follow our dominant thought. If you allow fear and insecurity to dominate you, it'll minimize your life. If you allow worship, praise, faith, God's word to dominate your life, you'll fulfill the call of God.
Wow. And live out the
purposes and the destiny of God.
So good.
Pull down the rubbish. Pull down the other voices. Be careful who influences your life. Be careful who speaks into your world. Make sense? Someone says something that's negative, say, just hold that thought. I'll be back after Christmas. Seriously, there are some influences around your life that need to go. There are some branches that need to be chopped off. All right, chop them off. Have the courage to say, that ends now. And as you do that, it's like a fear inside of you that says, yeah, but if I lop that off, who am I and what would I, who will be? And it's like, as you shut that down, God will open those doors over here. Amen. That's you. Praise God for that. That makes sense, Mum and Dad? Give yourself to training. Once again, I know I've said this to people, but look, if you young people will give yourself to leadership and training and allow quality people with fruit in their lives, Jesus said, you'll know them by their education. No, he didn't. He said, you'll know them by their fruit. You see perseverance. I'm not talking about perfection. You see perseverance. You see willingness to serve God. You see people that are speaking out the word. People that are at church early. Seriously, I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. People that are willing to go the extra mile, you let them speak into your world. You let them coach and take you on into the things of God. Amen? Anyone can serve God for 20 minutes.
Yeah, come on.
But who are the ones that dig in when things get tough? You hang around those kinds of people. Let them influence you. Amen?
Wow.
They build character, deep character inside. Glory to God. Amen? You're going to lead and influence a lot of people. See you with a, you're going to preach the gospel.
Yeah, come on.
And minister the word. I just see you. I see God starting out really small and with a group and just, you know, some buddies, some girly sort of friends and you just... You're just bringing life and love and fun and you know and influencing the, hey, come on, let's get to church, let's get involved, let's serve, let's get on a team, let's do that thing, and from that just beginning to grow out, and it grows out until it's hundreds, and then it's, whoa, hang on a minute, me, God says, yeah, you, just God's not looking for flamboyant, big, loud, he's just looking for willing hearts. Willing hearts, available people who have a humility and a genuine faith.
Yeah.
Paul said to Timothy, I see in you genuine faith.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm saying to you that inside you is genuine faith.
So good.
God's going to use. Grow it little by little by little by little.
So
amen? And you giggle's great. I love your laugh. Amen. Can we stand to our feet? Would be good. Can we just have a pianist? Would be great. Who's our pianist? What's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica. I don't know why you're running. I was just going to say, I just saw you winning Tats Lotto. No. No. Listen, can we just have a bit of, just a bit of music? Let's just refresh the moment. Amen? I just feel like we just need to refresh the moment. Can we bring that music up a little bit? Maybe bring the music up and the lights down a little bit. And it's just let's just believe for the presence of God. Jesus, we welcome you here. Holy Spirit, we want you. We need you. We love your presence. We love you. We honor you. We lift up the name of Jesus, God of the heavens and the earth. We praise and we worship. We honor the name of Jesus. We glorify you. We magnify the name of Jesus. Lord, as your word says, blessed are you, Lord God, our Father, forever and ever. For yours is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours, and yours is the kingdom, O Lord. And you are exalted, Jesus, as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, Jesus, and you reign over all. And in your hand is power and might. In your hand is to make great and to give strength to all. Therefore, our God, we thank you and worship and praise your incredible name. We worship and praise your amazing name, Jesus. You're glorious. As the word says, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Jesus, you're magnificent. We bless you. We worship you. Well, let's engage with Jesus. Let's connect with him. It's just for a few minutes. It's just for a few minutes. We love you, Lord. We love your presence. We love the goodness. We love the presence of the Holy Spirit. We love you in our world. We treasure your goodness, presence in our lives. And we declare that Jesus is front and center. We bring the spotlight on Jesus tonight. King of kings, the Christ, the Son of the living God. We love you and worship you. Honor and proclaim you as Lord of heaven and Lord of all the earth. You're Lord over our lives, Savior and King. We bless you, worship you, love you, proclaim you as Lord, Savior, Jesus, King of Kings, Mighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know it's Sunday night, but I just want to encourage you that when we're together and we will worship and praise and we'll engage with Jesus, he will come.
Yeah.
And he'll touch and he'll heal.
Yeah.
And he'll refresh and strengthen and empower his people. Just put your hands down for a moment. If you're here tonight and you really believe something inside of you is stirring, God's stirring you to healing ministry.
Wow.
Slip your hand up quickly. Could you quickly come out the front? Quickly come out the front. We want to lay hands on you. We want to believe God. I tell you, we have seen some significant miracles in our church over the last bit. And even the rain that you're enjoying right now, we believe is a result of prayer. We prayed two Fridays ago. There was no rain on the radar. Nothing coming. And we prayed. Three or four of us got together and we declared and proclaimed that the power of God was going to release rain over this state. Or I'll tell you something, we were in trouble. And the power of God touched. We had a guy in our church who has never known a day. He's 54. He's never known a day in his life without psoriasis. From the day he came into this world with skin problems, he spent 54 years. And 2 weekends ago, Heather and I laid hands on him and bam! His first day in 54 years, Jesus touched him and healed him. The same guy was booked in for a hernia operation down here on his right-hand side, and he was going in on Monday for the operation. On Sunday, we prayed for him for God to heal him and set him free. He went in, the doctor did an examination, says there is no hernia. Jesus is a healer, a deliverer. He's a savior. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. And you know what? He wants to work through simple people like us. He wants to release heavenly power through people like you and I. He's just looking for people that say, "Here I am, Lord. Send me." Yeah. Amen? Amen? Are we good to pray for these people, Dave? Is that all right? I'd love you to lift your hands up and reach out to Jesus. Champion of the faith. What's your name?
Brad.
You're a champion. God's going to open doors of opportunity for you. Administrative things that will help people get order in their lives, help people get things sorted, get their brain sorted. Scattered, broken people, God's bringing you into their world to bring order and structure, encouragement, and a way forward. There are a lot of people that are stuck. They're just stuck. They're like four-wheel drives that are up to the axle. God's going to take you into their world, get them unstuck, get their brain free. So like something like, you know, like just God going to give you sort of psychology, some kind of formula that moves them forward. Words of wisdom that will get them out of the stuck and back on the road to recovery and order into their lives and into their world. Make sense? Praise God for that. Jesus worked through these hands miraculously. We stand together tonight and say, work through these hands. Work through the gifts, the talents and abilities that you put within this man of God. And we ask in the name of Jesus, let the power of your spirit flow through the laying on of hands in Jesus' name. Let the power of your spirit flow as these ones would lay hands on the sick. Let there be a confidence in their hearts that if God be for me, who can be against me? In the name of Jesus, Lord, work through these hands. Work through these hearts, this hand, this genuine, this authentic faith and heart for you. Lord, this gift of compassion, mercy that's deep down inside. Jesus was moved with compassion and he healed the sick. There's a compassion and a mercy down inside you. Just let the Spirit of God move you. With compassion, feel their pain. Feel their pain. And then feel his grace and goodness flow through you. Father, use these hands, use this heart, use this willingness, use this enthusiasm to bring them out of darkness, out from under the dark cloud, out from under oppression and depression. You know, I want to encourage you. You get people that are willing to allow you to pray for them and they're suffering with depression. Wow. I'm believing God right now that there'll be an anointing that sets the captive free. Liberate those hearts.
Wow. In
Jesus' name.
Wow.
Freedom from depression, fear, oppressive thoughts, suicidal ones coming out from under the cloud.
Thank you, Jesus.
As you pray and believe with confidence and humility, lean into Jesus. Humility. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and he will lift you up. Isn't it weird, that balance of humility and confidence? So Jesus, how do we balance that? Jesus did it beautifully. You're going to do it beautifully. See depression, strife, fear lift off people's world in the name of Jesus. We release it in and now in Jesus' name. Use these hands. Jesus. Use these hands. Let your power flow. Boldness. Once again, with humility. It's a balancing act. Submission. Submit to the Lord. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Don't look at the holes that you have or the gaps. God's put treasure in earthen vessels, clay pots. cracked pots. God's put treasure inside. Let it flow. Let it flow. Humility, humbleness of heart, willingness to serve. And I encourage you, you're willing to wash the feet of people. God's willing to pour the power through you at the same time. Wash their feet, serve them, love them, and let the power flow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let your grace touch lives, heal lives, refresh lives through these hands and through this heart. You know, don't be afraid to, with a sense of humility, be willing to give advice. There's a wisdom inside of you, there's life experience, and I often think of there's been enough pain. We've got to go through enough pain to understand where some people are really living. God's going to bring people around about you that you can shine a light and be a light in the dark place. You can, yeah, I know how you feel, but hey, can we go for a walk? Can we grab a coffee? Can we grab some lunch? There's some things I'd like to say to you. It's just like the Spirit of God authorizing you tonight. It's okay to speak. It's okay to bring what you have. Use what you have. Invest what you have. See, you know, times you're going to sit down with people and they'll be tearing up before you even say a thing. It's just your presence, the presence of God on you. Jesus. They'll be telling you stories that are making your hair curl before you even ask. Let them speak, let them talk, and then don't be afraid to give counsel with care and love and direction. Point the way. Be a signpost to Jesus and the purposes of God and the house of God. The house of God needs you, needs all of you, needs all of you, every part of you. You have a place in the house. You have respect in the house. Give all of yourself. Give it all. Here I am, Lord, send me. Watch what God does. Amen. God bless you. What's your name?
Lucas
Maximus Tomatus. Jesus, we thank you for Luke. We speak blessing into his spirit, soul, and body. Blessing, Father. Pour it out through his heart, through his mind, through his mouth, through his hands. Pour out blessing. In Jesus' name. Lord, use him. Glorify yourself in him and through him. In the name of Jesus. Believe, Holy Spirit, you'll flow through this man. Flow through. Use him to be an influencer. The people that are closest to you right now, we want to encourage you that there are some around you, people that are close to you, that have had nothing to do with, no influence of God, no influence of the purposes or the plans of God or church. And right now, God's working in their hearts. Right now, God's preparing them. Share your story, share your faith, share where you're at. You don't have to be a mountain in God to share what God has done for you. As you begin to share, put together your simple story about what God, where you were, how you encountered Jesus, and where you are today. Put together 30 seconds and begin to share it. Hey, can I just say something to you? It's like a snapshot. It's like God's going to use a snapshot of your life and what he's done in you to influence and impact ones that are very close and near and dear to you. And they're going to come to Christ in a miraculous way. Make sense? God's preparing them. You don't have to do the groundwork. You just get, you just do the, you prepare you, and He'll prepare them. Amen? One sows, one waters, God brings the increase. Amen? God bless you. Great. Who here would like to, who believes you've got something in the prophetic, you'd like to prophesy, you'd like to speak and encourage, please come to the front. Thank you, people. God bless you. I just believe that God wants us to engage with His Spirit now and release people. We talked about release this morning. If you have words of knowledge, there's gifts called the words of knowledge and prophecy. If you'd like to prophesy, you believe God's called you to prophesy, come to the front and we'd love to lay hands on you and believe God to speak through you. Amen. Are you coming? You should. God wants to use you to influence a generation. People that are indecisive. Don't know where their life is going. Don't know what's happening. Don't know where are we? What are we supposed to do with our lives? God's going to use you as a voice to steer them and guide them and bring them into the light and bring them into a place of, yeah, maybe my life is worth something. Maybe I was born for a purpose. So once again, I want to encourage you, and someone else here tonight, be clear on who you are. Be clear on what you believe. And as you share it, it's going to bring definition to wobbly, floppy people that are just, oh, you know, we're just doing what the crowd's doing. You're going to stand out in the crowd. You're going to stand out not because you're tall and big and strong and handsome. That's good. But because you know who you are and you know where you're going. And that message and that voice is going to be very rare but very powerful in influencing people around you. Amen? So draw those people. Invite the parties at my place. That's what you need to do. The parties at my place. The parties down at church. The real good times are over here. Not just dragging people in and out of drugs and grog and crazy living. But giving direction, and you provide an opportunity for people and speak out your faith, and they are going to come. They are going to be drawn. It's just like, I want to speak something over you. Like you're like the, you need to look up this story because you won't know it. But there was a character called the Pied Piper. And every time he played his pipe, they followed him. Every time you begin to stand up and stand for righteousness and stand for the call of God and the purposes of God in church, people are going to follow you. And find themselves in Christ and in church and living out the destiny of God. Amen?
Come on.
That's a good... You want to prophesy? That's right. That's what we're praying for. In the name of Jesus, we release the word of the Lord from these hearts and minds and mouths in Jesus' name. Be filled with the Spirit. Be released to prophesy. Be released to bring encouragement and strength and the voice and the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord come forth in the name of Jesus. Let it begin to spill out in Jesus' name. And find yourself speaking into circumstances. Find yourself a voice where everyone else is going, I don't know. You do know. You know the way of salvation. You know how to live. You know how to serve God. You know how to walk with Jesus. You know what it is to invest in the house of God. Speak it out. Say, this is how you do it. This is how you serve God. You pray. Aren't you praying? You praise Him. Stop goofing off and start praising Jesus. You just got a, there's a direct message inside you. Something that's direct. There's no frills. It's not like the no-frills supermarket. Just, bam, that's how it works. So you do it. You do it your way. Believe for grace, but God's called you to do it your way. You know, I'm not the guy that says, oh, you know, and then you do this, and then you do this. Serve God. Shut up and serve God. I just hear that coming out of you. But I'm not encouraging you to do that. I'm just saying that that's the clear message. There's a no-frills kind thing in you. You just tell it as it is. But pray like mad for God to touch the souls and the hearts of the people around you. You're a fine man. Call of God is on you. We're just releasing the prophetic in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Word of the Lord, Father. Come forth. Come on out. We release it, Father, like a river. In Jesus' name. We unblock, we remove all the blockages and the barriers to serving God, all the reasons why it can't. We push them to the side in Jesus' name, and we release the anointing and the call of God to speak words of life. Words that lift and bring life will come in the name of Jesus, influencing and impacting. You know, I want to encourage you. Sometimes you're going to share with people, they're going to say, "How do you know?" I used to hear people say, "How do you know that? Who's been, you been talking to my mum?" Because there's a word of knowledge to the point of amazement that's going to confound. And it's a gift of God. And it'll, when no one else knows what to do, it'll crack the situation open. Why don't we call the RACT? Hey, nobody thought of that. There's this thing that just, hang on a minute, that just makes so much sense. I see people going, "Wow, where does he live? Where did he go?" There's a word of knowledge. It's going to crack the circumstances, bring it open. Just seek God, relate to him, love on him, worship him, draw close to him, and he will draw close to you. And the word of the Lord that will crack the circumstances open, lift the burden off people, give them a way forward, it's going to come. Amen. What are we praying for? Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the prophetic word that is deep within the reservoirs of life, in Jesus' name. And Lord, just as it says, the Song of Solomon says this, "My beloved is a fountain sealed and a well that's shut up and a garden enclosed." Well, we lift the enclosure off her now in Jesus' name. Everything that would hinder her loving Jesus, walking with Jesus, expanding and enlarging in the call of God, we break it off her life. We break the seal. We break those things that would hinder. Break them off in Jesus' name, and we declare freedom in Jesus' name. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Free to live, free to love, free to enjoy. Yeah, you know, you're such a mother. You're just mothering everybody. Some people are supposed to be mothering everybody. You know, here's the deal. Some people meddle with people. You mother them.
Yeah, wow. That's
man.
So true.
That's so commendable.
So true.
I'm sorry to bring the spotlight on you right now, but here's the deal. Keep mothering. People are very safe in your hands, and their reputation is safe in your mouth. And that is so important. Discretion. Discreet about people's lives. Be sure never to unlock anything that would harm anybody, and God will just keep bringing sons and daughters to you all the days of your life. People love you because you're like a warm fire. You know, oh, let's just nestle up there. Let's just be, you know. People even lift their kilts at the fire, don't they? You know, so it gets a bit personal. But you know what? People are safe with you. Build that. Keep your heart open. Don't overdo it. Don't over counsel. Don't over just be hearing, listening, and a signpost to Jesus. Amen. God bless you, mother. Amen. Praise God for that. Glory. You're here to prophesy. Who else is here? For prayer? For prophetic. Great. In the name of Jesus. We just call forth as Jesus, as he approached the tomb of Lazarus, he said, "Come forth." And we declare, "Come forth," the word of the Lord, the prophetic voice, the words of knowledge. We call them forth in Jesus' name. We release and declare freedom to encourage and strengthen and lift. I want to encourage you, all of you, that the Bible says this, the prophecy is to comfort, build up, and encourage. If you stick to those guidelines, God will use you every day of the week. It's when I want to start directing and telling people what to do with their lives, God will shut down just like that. But if you're there to encourage, build up, and comfort, he will use you every day of the week. Amen? Jesus used this precious girl in the name of Jesus to comfort, edify and encourage the people around her. God, we just thank you for increased sensitivity to your voice. Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father do, and I speak what I hear the Father say. Just build that into your world. What are you saying, Jesus? What are you saying? What are you doing? I want to do that. I give my life to doing what I see you doing and speaking what I hear you say. Edify, comfort, encourage. Edify, comfort, encourage. Edify, comfort, encourage. In Jesus' name. Praise God. I see you doing this. I see you doing what I'm doing. I see you moving around, loving the body of Christ, speaking into people's lives, lifting them up, strengthening them, being a word of encouragement to the body of Christ. Now, I'm not saying that's tomorrow, but what I am saying is give yourself, here we go, here he goes again like a broken record, give yourself to learning, growing, and leadership. And let God grow you and enlarge you, and let it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Till you're influencing the body of Christ. People saying, we want her to come talk to our young people. We want her to come talk to our daughter. We want her to come talk to our church. Amen? But give yourself to growing, developing, study, and leadership. And watch God grow this thing till it's burning like a fire inside you. Amen? Guy was a real mentor to me. He used to say the degree of prophecy that will flow from a person's life is equivalent to the degree of the word of God that has been invested.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yes.
Invest the word and reap prophecy.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Now I'm really frightened. Jesus, we just believe by faith for that song of the Lord, that prophetic song. Encourage you to write songs, pen it, get alone with Jesus, get alone with the Holy Ghost and begin to write songs and let him flow through you. Get with other musicians and have a Saturday afternoon where you're with a pianist or a guitarist and they just begin to play and you begin to sing and you begin to pen songs and you begin to put words and they begin to put music. I just see you're formulating things in the Holy Ghost and prophetic songs and songs for the church and songs for the city, songs for the state. It will begin to come pour out of you in the name of Jesus. We believe it. But always work with others. Always look for team. Who can I work with? Who can I lift along the way? Who can I promote in the name of Jesus? Write those songs, girl. Let it come. Amen. Encourage him when you're leading here and we get a sort of bit of free time. Ask the Holy Spirit, where are we going? What are we doing? What's that? What's happening here? You know, how can I lead these people? How can I help them ease a little bit further forward in the Spirit? How can I encourage singing and free singing in the Holy Ghost? How can I do that? Talk with Alex, talk with Dave, talk with leadership. Help me understand what's the structure, what's the culture, how do we expand, how do we push the boundary out a little bit? What's always what's compatible with culture and leadership. Amen?
Glory.
Let the songs come. Jesus. God, thank you for this precious man. Thank you, Father, that by your Spirit, Lord God, you put invested deep within the word of the Lord. You've invested your word. You've invested your Spirit. Lord God, we just declare today a release of those things in the name of Jesus, a release of you through him. In the name of Jesus, Lord, by your Spirit. I want to encourage you. There's another gift called the working of miracles. And I believe this. that the prophetic can be a doorway to power gifts, because this is what God wants to do. Jesus said, I just do what I hear. As you do what you hear, you do, you know, submit to leadership. Here he goes again. Submit to leadership, submit the word of the leadership, submit what's in your heart, what's going on, to talk to more and more and more to the purposes. Delight yourself. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Him, Jesus, front and center. Spotlight always on him. Amen. This is going to be so exciting, I can tell you. Yeah, there's some real deep things in you that you long for. And they're in Christ. They're in him. You look at some other people's lives, you say, oh, what? You know, have you lost my address? I'll tell you what God's waiting for. Seek first the kingdom. Prioritize him number one. House of God number one. And all else will be added to you. God bless. Howdy. God bless, ladies. Father, in Jesus' name, we believe by faith that you will unlock and release and empower. In Jesus' name, that your word will begin to make sense in her heart and in her head. And Lord, it'll find release through her mouth. Words of love. I don't know. I see you singing to kids and singing to people, and God using you with a song and just singing over their lives. You know, so you're sitting with a bunch of kids and you just start to sing, and they're melting around the presence of God. You don't have to have everything perfect. You just have to be available. Say to God, I'm just here. I'm ready. I'm ready for action. You just use me. I just see God just, you singing over kids and singing around them and loving them and, you know, taking a dance and doing the groove and doing that. And people just following you, kids following you, being influenced by you. Say, I want to be like her. Oh, man, she's so cool. And seriously, I see little younger ones being so influenced by what you do. And when you move to the left, they move to the left. And when you, oh, she's done her hair different today. Quick, let's go do our hair that way. I just see that happening. People just going, okay, we just want to copy her. Why? Because it's the call of God, the purposes of God, the Spirit of God is on you.
Yeah, so good.
Right? Influence people, minister to their world. So be careful. And be wise with what you do with your life. You're a significant influencer. And that will come more and more and more as you move into leadership. Make sense? God's going to give you great opportunity to touch people and influence people's lives. So prepare well. Preparation of the heart belongs to man, the Bible says. People pray, God, prepare our hearts. God's saying, you do it. You prepare your heart. You get yourself in a strong place in God. Stay there. Surround yourself with good people. And watch God just flow through you. Particularly with young ones. Amen? Great. And really old people. People, seniors. You know, people that are what they call shut-ins. People that are in homes and can't get out. Go and sing to them. Go sing, just say, hey, listen, I'm whoever you are. And just encourage them. Be a voice in their world. God's going to use you to influence them and bring hope and refresh their hearts, the hearts of younger ones and ones on the other end as well. Make sense? So if there's a ministry here somewhere that involves going into old people's, you know, seniors' homes and those sorts of things, I encourage you, because they're going to sit up and go, oh man, this is like having a shower. This is like, oh, because you've come. Jesus came. Amen. Father, release the prophetic through this girl in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord just would begin to find release and expression. People would be comforted, encouraged. They would be strengthened and built up as she begins to speak words of love, life and encouragement. And Father, it will flow into prophecy in the name of Jesus. And we believe it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. great. It's like riding a horse. You start off in a, you know, and it's really uncomfortable. I don't know what they call that when it's doing this. And then it begins to canter, and then it gets into a gallop, and then it's comfortable. And it's, sometimes it's awkward. Sometimes I think, oh, look, does that make sense? People go, no. You just keep going. And eventually the uncomfortable thing gets into a gallop, and it starts to make sense. Amen? God bless. You guys here for prayer? Yep. You? Great. Jesus, we thank you for these precious young people, these mighty young people of God. Thank you for them in the house of God. Thank you for them in the body of Christ. Lord, we commit them to you now and ask your blessing and your grace would be on them. Your call would begin to stir deep within their hearts. Their hearts would begin to burn, Lord God, for the call of God, for the purposes of God. Hunger and thirst for righteousness would well up within them. In Jesus' name. Passion for the house of God. And Lord, out of that, as that focus comes on you and your house, release the prophetic. Release the gifts of encouragement, lifting others and strengthening the people that are around them, Father. Release them in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I want to encourage you. What's your name?
Jacob.
Jacob? There are people groups, people that have come into this area. Not like, how do I say this? What's the appropriate way to say this? People groups from other countries. People that have settled here. People that have come here, moved here. That God's going to open opportunity in the days to come for you to touch their lives. Help them settle, help them care for them, nurture them, speak into their world, encourage them, and use you as a door for Jesus to reach their lives. Does that make sense to you? Is what I'm saying making sense? Probably makes no sense for now, but it will in the future. That there's something about with other ethnic groups that are around this area and people that move to this area. Somehow God's training is shifting, going to move and shake and direct you and lead you into that, and you're going to be influencing other ethnic groups, in a sense of a job or opportunities, and then that becomes an opportunity for you to eventually bring Christ to hurting people that have no idea. They're confused and have no idea where they're going and what they're doing. But God's going to use you to help settle, strengthen, and give guidance to the house of God. Amen? God bless you. It doesn't make any sense right now, but it will in the future. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I'll hold you to it.
You will. You watch. You watch what happens. God bless you. God bless you. Great. We're done. Amen. Good. Sorry to keep you for so long.
How about we thank Pastor Greg Jones?
God bless you.